Thank you, worship team. Wow, it's so good to come together and sing praise to God and just thank Him for the redemption that He gives, to thank Him for the good things He brings into our lives. And I love praising God, coming around, singing worship, singing songs. It sort of lifts your spirit. And we can praise God because He is good and worthy of all praise. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And we know that He's the creator of the universe and the giver of life, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And through Jesus, we know that all things are possible. He is the light of the world. We sang that earlier, that Jesus is the light of the world. And just looking over the sunset, like seeing the light shine through, just a beautiful setting. Just seeing lights shining. It reminds me of the scripture that I was going to start with tonight, which is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. We know that it starts that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That's pretty awesome that God can say, "Let there be light." And there was light. Yeah. God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from darkness. We see lights everywhere. We see lights on our ceiling. We see light coming from the sun. I've always been amazed by the way light works. Ever since I was young, had this interest in torches. when you go up to a high place, you can see the city lights, and it's just sensational seeing bright, different coloured lights all throughout. You know, you might see the MCG light up at night time, and the reflection and just the brightness of those lights. And everywhere else is darkness, but you can see the lights shining into that darkness. Darkness, well, that's the absence of light. There's no in-between, because when there is light, it shines. It's either light or it's dark. Now, I love having torches, and I have quite a collection. I personally think you can never have too many torches. And I'm going to need some volunteers for this little demonstration. I'll ask Rachel just to turn the lights off in a moment. Who wants to? I need two kids, two youth, and two adults. All right. We'll start from here. And, yep. So, a couple of youth. Yeah, you guys. Coming forward. Come forward. And two adults. Come forward. Okay. So we've got one adult. We need one more adult. Go on. Come forward. All right, we'll have the lights off. Now, this part, we've got all the lights off. I'm going to give each person a torch. But you don't turn the torch on just yet, because each torch is a little bit different, if I can find them. There you go. Okay. If I had to count them, I'd be there for a little while. I can't keep count. I think I've brought about 9 torches tonight. Okay. Now, on the count of, when I say go, I want you to find the button. Ready, set, go. All right. Shine them up onto the ceiling. That's the way. Did everyone find the button? Yes. All right. Cool. Thanks, guys. Give these guys a round of applause. We'll just get them placed on the floor where you're standing. Cool. All right. Well done. Everyone found the button. There was one that was a little bit tricky, but we'll have the lights back on. Hopefully no one got blinded by that one. All right. I think I can see. Now, those torches have all been taken out of their packets, but I've got a couple of torches that are still in their packet. So, opening the packet is one of the first steps in getting a torch to reach its full potential. This one here comes with batteries. This one here didn't come with batteries. But torches, well, they're no good if they're left in the sealed packet unopened. In a similar way, we need to accept and open up to Jesus and open our lives to what God's will is. So, having the Bible, opening up the Bible, reading and praying and opening up to God and seeking His will is like removing a torch from its packet and taking that step towards seeking God's will and reaching your full potential, reading His word, opening up the Bible. So then the packet's opened and we've accepted Jesus. Now what? We've got salvation. Yes. We know that Jesus loves me. He died on the cross for me. And that's all it takes to receive salvation. Then you need power for a torch to work. In a similar way, we need the Holy Spirit. We need Holy Spirit to empower our lives. Because power comes from God. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And we can discover His power through an active relationship with Him through Jesus. We can communicate with Him, open up our hearts to Him in prayer. We can worship Him in song and praise. Just watching the sunset, seeing the different colours. I think every sunset I've watched the colours, they may look similar, but there's always something a little bit different about it. Each torch here is quite different. And us as individuals are quite different. There's no one that God has made the same. So looking at light, there's quite a lot of colours in light. There's our natural eyes can see a few million different colours. I can't quite list a few million, but if you want to turn to the person next to you and tell them a colour that you like or that you think is quite an interesting colour, you got red, green, blue, but then you might have something like beige, tan, peach. I think that's a fruit, but turquoise or aqua. Isn't that water though? But there's these colours. And Rachel and I are going through a process of picking colours for a new home that we're able to build. And praise God that he's provider of all things. But so many colours. There's so many choices. I mean, there's so many torches. There's just, it's incredible that we live in this created universe where there's millions of colours. And on the screen, we've got a colour spectrum of visible colours, starting from the ultraviolet right through to the infrared. But that's what our eyes can see. And light is electromagnetic radiation. So there's a couple big words. But basically, it's energy. And the visible colors is part of this energy spectrum. The millions of colors we can see is only a tiny part. In the next slide, we can see that there's a tiny, tiny part of this electromagnetic spectrum. And this is where we've got other frequencies of things going from gamma rays to X-rays to ultraviolet, radio waves. And this energy, well, this is in the invisible spectrum. We can't see this through our light, but it exists. And just because we can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, we can see colors and it looks magnificent, like watching that sunset. But then that sun also provides solar energy. And recently we got some, well, quite a few years ago, we got solar panels. If you got solar panels, you can see how much energy it's creating. And it's just amazing that you're able to draw energy from the sun through this device that's on your roof. So it's so cool to see God's creation. That it goes beyond the visible. And we've got our physical world that we live in, but this is like seeing beyond what our eyes can only see. It's reaching towards the supernatural of the spiritual, knowing that God, He loves me, and God, He has power, and He can work through me. At my work, we use infrared light sensors, which is this little device that goes onto your finger, and it reads oxygen levels. Don't ask me how it works, I just know it clips onto your finger like a little alligator clip, and then next thing it gives you a number. But it has a purpose. Another purpose for light is that it can cut through diamonds, and diamonds are one of the strongest substances, but amazingly, these lasers can cut through diamonds. So light has power. And we know that we are to be the light of the world. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, he says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." The Message version puts it in a different... It puts it in a really clear version. He says, here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors. You know, God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm going to put you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. I love the word God colors, because the sunset, the light spectrum, millions of colors. Shine your God colors. You know, be a light for Jesus. And lights, they have many uses. They can be a reading light to assist seeing words. When you've got a book you want to read, you might turn a night light on to be able to read the word. They can be a lighthouse to warn ships of danger and to give guidance. Or you might, on your way home tonight, turn on your car lights. And if someone hasn't turned their car lights on, you generally give them a high beam flash to say, the lights. Don't forget the lights. But the lights on your car, they give you vision so that you can see the direction that you're going. Or they can be search rescue lights to find something or someone who is lost. So to draw some similarities about being a light for Jesus, you know, we can help people. We can help people see God's word and to hear God's word. We can warn people about dangers and give guidance. We can show vision and direction. And the fourth point, we can find someone who is lost. So we are a light for Jesus. And we can learn how to shine this light through his scriptures. Psalms 119, verse 105. It's written, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. So his word is a light for my path. When I'm at work traveling along a path, we've been sent out on a call and it might be a night shift and we've got the headlights on, driving towards a house. Now, we know that the call taker who receives a call from someone who calls an ambulance at night will ask the person who called to turn on their front house lights. By turning on the front house lights, we can see down the dark street that there's one house with a light on, and we can head towards that direction. But we've also got scan lights on the side of our ambulance so we can see the house numbers as we're traveling towards that house with the light on. So we use our eyes to see what's ahead of us. And we gather this visual information. And the Bible talks about our eyes in Luke 11, 35 to 30, 30 Luke 11, chapter 34 to 35. Your eye is the lamp of your body. This is our eyes. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is also full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body is also full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. So our eyes supply us with visual information. When it's dark, you know, what we see, what we process is only darkness. But when it's light, we can see what's going on. When I was searching around for those torches, it was a bit hard to see because there wasn't much light. So I had to go by feel and taking out the torches. But then once the light turned on, I could see what torches there are. By the way, there's another little torch. So our eyes, they supply us with visual information. And one of the more practical things that our eyes do as well is they help us wake up when we receive these blue lights from the sun, as the sun comes up. Blue light actually gives us energy, alertness. These lights here, these fluorescent lights, they heighten reaction times, they elevate moods and increase the feelings of well-being. So when the sun's up, you know, you actually, when the sun is out, I must say, when the sun is out today, like, it just is great to see sunlight. That's not only just because we can see the sun, but it actually causes something on the inside to change. Because studies have also shown that blue lights extended hours throughout the night causes delay in sleepiness, and it can mess up our circadian rhythm or the quality of our sleep cycles. So this is a physical example of how our eyes receive light. But it goes beyond just seeing. It actually affects us both physically, can affect us emotionally and spiritually. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. So with all these different lights here, with us all here, we're all individuals, but we can be a light for Jesus. And that's our common source of energy. He gives us power. His Holy Spirit can fill our life with the power that he gives. And as these torches continue to shine, you know, they have power inside, but they only have the power that is within them. So as they continue to shine, once they go flat, they're going to need to recharge. And worshiping God, praising his name, reading the word and praying to him, we can receive power to recharge. And as we're entering into this theme about sharing our faith, you know, it's so good to reflect and see the good things that God provides. We can share the light of Jesus in our life by sharing his love, his goodness, his kindness, his forgiveness. We can share the joy that he gives. And there is no more darkness because we know that the light of life is here living in us. There is no more sin and death. We have been redeemed. So share the joy that is in life and that is in forgiveness through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Share all the good things that God has done for you. Share for the provisions that you have, for the family that you have, for the friends that you have, for the work that you go to, for the school that you go to. Praise God in your daily life that he gives life, that we're no longer bound to sin and darkness, but we have the light of Jesus. In Psalms chapter 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And John 1, 5, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. So as we go through life, you know, that we may have our ups and downs. We may feel flat when times get tough, but reach out towards God, open up to him in prayer, pray to him, asking him to be your strength. And as we go through our theme about, our theme is about being stronger and going from strength to strength. We can go from strength to strength by relying on Jesus. And we can know that it's not just a random choice that you're here, because we know that we are chosen. The scriptures tells us, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, he says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So we can praise him because he's called us out of this darkness. He's called us out of darkness and into his wonderful light. So this evening, if you are feeling that you want your batteries recharged, if you're feeling that there's been so many things that are draining your energy, tap into the source, tap into God through Jesus. And as we continue to worship him, remember the great commission that he called us to in Matthew 28, 19, verse 12, 28 verses 19 to 20. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So we can praise God that he's going to be with us always. He's always with us. If the Son has set us free, we're free indeed. You know, there's nothing that darkness can do to remove this light. And if you haven't opened up the packet, may I invite